Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the TGS Update Second Quarter 2016 Earnings Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Kristian Johansen, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to the TGS Second Quarter 2016 Conference Call. My name is Kristian Johansen, CEO of TGS, and joining me today is our CFO, Sven Børre Larsen. This morning, we posted our second quarter earnings release and hosted a webcast from Oslo. I hope that you had an opportunity to view the release, and we will now just give you a brief summary of the main points before opening the call to your questions. In the second quarter of 2016, TGS had total net revenues of $114 million. That compares to $140 million in Q2 of 2015, and it's up 79% from $64 million in the first quarter of this year. Our multi-client late sales were strong at $84 million, which is up 4% from $82 million in the same quarter of last year. Our pre-funding revenues were $26 million. That corresponds to a pre-funding ratio of 42% of our investments in multi-client products. Our investments totaled $62 million, which is down 46% from one year ago. This highlights our ability to scale down cash costs rapidly in a more challenging market environment. Operating profit for the quarter was $22 million. This improved performance compared to preceding quarters reflects a slight improvement in all companies' willingness to invest in seismic data, as well as cost control and right-sizing initiatives implemented by TGS in the quarter. Earnings per share were 17% compared to 24% in Q2 of 2015. Our cash flow from operations was $9 million in Q2 of 2015, which means that we had a cash balance at the end of Q2 of $162 million. This is an addition to the undrawn $75 million revolving credit facility. I'm pleased to confirm that the quarterly dividend will be maintained at $0.15 per share in Q3 of 2016. As I stated this morning, despite seeing some signs of improvement in all companies' willingness to invest in seismic data during the second quarter, the market is expected to remain challenging in the near term, with a high variability of seismic spending between quarters and across regions. With our strong financial position, TGS is able to take on selected high-quality countercyclic and multi-client investments despite the challenging market conditions. TGS and Schlumberger today announced commencement of the Revolution 12 and 13 surveys in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. This project will use Schlumberger's proprietary technology and the dual-coil shooting acquisition technique to provide broadband, long offset, full azimuth data over about 306 blocks in the central U.S. Gulf of Mexico. Our financial guidance for 2016 is updated as follows: new operational multi-client investments of approximately $230 million, additional multi-client investments expected from sales of existing surveys with risk-sharing arrangements. This is related to investments we've done in 2015 and 2016. Finally, multi-client investments are expected to be pre-funded 40%-45%. At this time, we will open the call for your questions. Please press star one to pose your questions.
Once again, as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question over the telephone, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to ask a question over the telephone at this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. As there are no phone questions at this time, I'll hand the call back to the host for any additional remarks.
Okay, with no questions, I guess the message was clear, and you have been through the numbers, and you have no questions to that. I would just like to reiterate that despite the near-term uncertainty, we remain very optimistic on the longer-term future for TGS. The asset-light and flexible business model means that the company is well-positioned to safeguard cash flow and maintain a strong balance sheet during the downturn. This enables us to further enhance our leading position in the seismic market and take on selected high-quality countercyclical multi-client investments. And I think the Revolution project that we announced this morning in collaboration with Schlumberger is a great example of that. So thank you for calling in today, and I look forward to our next meeting after the Q3 earnings call. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.